She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for.
She let it clap for.
And she throw it back for.
Yeah, she throw it back for.
Like a Mary, like a Mary. Billie Jean, Billie Jean. Christian Dio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Youth Vibes Podcast. We have our good friends here. These some loyal friends too. Why we wouldn't call you Sabri? Mm-hmm. But I like Shah.
Shah
rather than Sir.
Shah Bree or Sir Bree.
I don't know. We'll talk to your mama about it.
You call me Bree.
I like Bree is good too. I always play with her when she went there. See, we was cool with Bree.
All right,
bet. Yeah, she was good shit to Bree, but either
one. All right, bet. We can stick with Bree.
Okay, Bree is good. We got Danielle over here in the cut. And we got Junie. I like Junie.
June? Just
why
June.
Not? Oh, so I switched it. It was me that time.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we
Real
got
name Jeffrey, but stage name June.
Okay, you should be singing on stage and stuff. Yeah. He's a good singer too, y'all. Check him out.
Yes.
All right, please. Danielle was excellent in the podcast. Come back anytime, Danielle. Tell your dad feel better.
Thank you.
Her dad is sick, so we having her, him pick her up on the corner and stuff. We can't hit it near our microphones. Okay, but anyhow, back to our episode here. So today's topic. What did we just say y'all gonna call you?
June.
Okay, June. I like that month. Anywho. Today we're talking about what makes a person gay.
Yes.
Okay, so he's ready. He's ready to talk about it. What makes a person gay? Tell me about it.
Okay, so one thing that a lot of people mistake is like they think what makes a person gay is how they act or how they talk or how they walk or how they carry themselves. None of that is true.
Okay.
There's only one thing and one thing that only matters in this world for someone to be able to say that they are gay. And that all depends on the person's attraction. If another man says, I am only attracted to males, then that means that they are gay. But the mannerisms, like, none of that really matters at the end of the day. Because I have good friends who are straight but have more, feminine mannerisms than I do. So... But that's just because they was growing up around girls, like, all their life. So, it's like, but they're straight. So, it's like that.
Now, do you really think that they're straight, or?
I use me as an example.
Okay.
So, like, my entire time, as I'm growing up and everything, I was a tomboy. I ain't, like, wearing dresses. All I did was play basketball. I wanted to hang out with all the guys. I played with dolls every once in a while. But, like, if I was with my cousins, I was just telling this earlier. I'm a big basketball, fan. Like, big basketball fan. I remember when I first started playing, all my girl cousins in the house playing, being all cute, and I'm outside with the boys playing rough.
Rough
my mom
them.
Thought that I was going to end up being gay as well. My cousin thought I was going to be gay. All my friends, family thought I was going to be gay. Whole time I'm like, dudes. I got a whole, he's not my boo, but I got a whole quote-unquote boo.
Is it that boo that you showed my last time? Remember she was talking about some boo?
What boo?
I hope you ain't get back together.
Oh, you talking about the toxic one. Oh, no.
Okay.
Me and her would have a whole thing about that one now.
We had to check in. If y'all go back to a couple episodes, she was saying how she had this
the
toxic
person that was
boo.
On a couple episodes is my boo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's showing off. We are releasing
hot
things
takes,
on the
hot
takes, but
see, we won't say no names.
We won't say no names, but I had
cameos.
To go back through the.
He made a few cameos.
Okay, I had to go back through my notes, which I'm about to pull up now.
Season 1 and 2.
Give me a second. Let me put my notes up, see what's going on.
No.
Okay, so she has a little boo over there, so you know. So do you think that's I guess that's a stereotype. Like, people assume if you're a female, you play basketball, you're going to be gay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you feel like the stereotype is for like males? Cause I know a guy. He was raised around all girls. He speaks feminine, but he's not gay at all. Like when I say he's probably married, have kids, but he comes off that way. And people always ask, "Is he gay?" Yeah, I'm just like, no, he's not. He just was raised with females. But I guess.
I think what people would mistake is like, so when I was young, well. I'm not the best example because I am gay, but regardless, even then, people would still assume it before asking me for real, because all of my close friends are girls. Like, all I wanted to do without my family is hang around the girls in my family, and, so, not using me, but my brother is a really good example of that. He literally before me, so for a while, people thought I was the straight one. It's me, my brother, my sister. People thought I was the straight one, and my brother was gay. And so when I would ask, like, why do y'all think my brother's gay? They would say, because, like, all his best friends are girls, and all he do is hang around girls. He has those female mannerisms and things like that. But he's so far from it. Like, so far from it. So it's like, but then there's me. I'm sitting there playing football with my friends outside in school, and people thought I was straight. And then high school come, and I'm like, no, I like boys. Like, so it's just like, and I go, and it's a benefit for me, at least. But, like, people think that, like, I go to LaSalle College High School, which is an all-boys school. People think I went there because of the boys. I'm like, first of all, I don't
care. That's not true.
No man.
Okay.
Because I more so care about what I'm doing for myself, and I felt like that was a good school.
And that's okay. Now,
I won't lie. Having it be an all-boys school is definitely a plus. That is definitely a bonus. But it wasn't my main intention.
So how is that even, like, with an all-boys school? Is everybody in there perceived to be gay? Or do you get, like, a lot of, like, say if you hang with somebody that's straight, do people, like, talk about that or talk about the straight people for hanging out with you? Like,
I think not really. There's only one straight person that people talk about that they assume is gay, and that's one of my really closest friends. But that's also because of, like, that's just his character. Like, he,
he's just goofy.
Like, yeah, he's really goofy. And he's open. So he's open. Like, he's a really open person. He doesn't let anything threaten his sexuality or his masculinity.
Yeah.
So people assume, like, oh, he's gay because he does, like, he flicks his wrist when he talks. He does this when he, like. Okay. So people are like, oh, he's gay. But then me and him are just like, no, he's not.
It's really dumb.
So, but with it being an all-boys school, people, before going in, some people, like, of course, immature would say, like, oh, yeah, if you go to an all-boys school, you're gay. Like, why would you want to be around all boys? But
it's is that not what people say?
It was.
Okay.
In grade school, at least.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really, that's not what it is at all. Like, everyone's actually assumed to be straight. That's why we have, like, things with mixers where we invite our sister school to do stuff with us.
Okay.
So, it's, they expect everyone to be straight, but then, you know, there's a select few that just aren't.
Just aren't. So how are you enjoying? I want to say, how are you enjoying being gay? I don't know if that's the right question.
So, you could ask that. I mean, before, when I was, like, in the closet, before I told anyone, of course I didn't enjoy it. I wanted to, like, try to hide that part of myself.
Okay.
But then I met two people who I realized, like, allow me to be comfortable, and that's Sabria and my best friend, Sakisha. They helped me become comfortable with myself.
That's
before
good.
Trying to have anyone accept me, before, like, so they basically told me, like, I need to accept myself before I expect anyone else to accept me.
Right.
So I did
okay,
that.
Okay, friends.
Yeah. Okay. And so I did that. And then once I accepted myself, like, it made me realize, like, why did I try to hide who I am? Like, I love being gay. Like, I don't, right. It's so many things that I believe in. I'm just like, man, if I died tomorrow and woke up in another life, if I'm not gay, I'm going to be mad. Like,
okay, why? Like, that's what's that.
One thing I can say with, like, being gay and, like, the whole LGBTQ community is, like, I'm not gay. I have very, Cheyenne, the one you met, me and her have literally been friends since we was, like, young bulls. And I thought she was going to be gay. She thought I was going to be gay. The whole time I'm the straight one, she the gay one. And everybody just assumed, like, we either both was both going to be gay because we both was, like, we didn't care. Like, we just dressed however we dressed, like I said earlier. And, like, some people, I understand why some people see the problem with it.
Okay.
Me, I don't see the problem with it. To me, I'm just like, you love who you love. Like, it is what it is, in my opinion. And I understand, like, a lot of people, in the Bible and everything, it says a man and a woman are made to create. A man can't create. A woman and a woman can't create. So, I understand all of that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I say you don't even want to have kids. Like,
yeah, so, yeah. People, like, always want to quote the Bible.
And so I get it. I get it at the same time. Right. But it's like, why do you care? Like, he not coming at you.
Yeah, some people do think that gay people just always want to talk to them. It's just like, oh, you have
no.
Sorry. Right? Been in here. Like, so, no. Would you have kids with, like, a guy? Would you, like, would y'all adopt, or?
Honestly, yeah, we have.
Okay.
That's actually something I, like, continuously think about, because I'm like, do I want kids? Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, I want kids. I want two kids. I want a boy, and I want a girl.
I don't.
But then I like go to my my dad's house and I deal with my baby brother and I'm just like, I'm not dealing with that when I get older. I don't want kids. But then other times it's like, but they're so adorable. Like I'm I don't know why, but all my life I've always just I love babies. Like I love being able to pick up babies, play with.
It wasn't in my plan.
It wasn't in my plan either. It's not my plan.
But I always love, like, playing with babies and things like that. Because I'm like, oh, they're, like, so adorable. And, like, their little smiles, I always find it so cute.
Okay, check you out.
Until it's not.
Yeah, see, kids is okay now. You can give them back. So, looking at your life now, you feel like you, do you want to get married and stuff?
Oh, of course.
Okay, yes. But so you, your husband, like, so you're comfortable at that stage with you and your husband and raising a family?
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of times I run into people who are not comfortable with that. Like they're okay with having the same sex relationship, but then when it comes to kids, it's kind of like standoffish.
I understand why some people do, because they, especially within the society that we live in, having kids grow up with having like gay parents could be tough for them, because then people assume that they're gay, that you have two dads, like you're gonna be gay when you get older. But it's like, it's not. Being your sexuality has nothing to do with like how you grow up. It's all about like what you were born love with. Like, and so it's just, so with it being how you were born, no one has no control over that. Like, it's not like we're writing in the books, okay, I want them to be male, I want them to be gay. Like, we don't do that. It's all, it all comes one by one as a shock when you're born. So it's just like, when they're gay, then they're gay. But just because you have two gay parents doesn't mean you're going to be gay when you get older.
And from my understanding, I usually see people who have straight parents be gay. Like the gay parents who raise like their kids go off and be happily married, straight. Yeah. This and there, it really be the ones who like a male female household and the whole house be gay.
And okay. My mom listened to all these, so I'm not calling you homophobic, mom. I'm not at all. I'm not calling you homophobic. But I think with me growing up, I would say I was kind of homophobic at first.
Okay.
But then it's like, I don't really care. Like, it is what it is. You like who you like. Yeah. And as I grew up, and when I don't know what it was, but I had a cousin, and when I was young, I knew he didn't like girls. I didn't know what gay was at all. But I knew if you like, I thought at the time, if you like someone that was same sex as you, then you was bad. Okay. It's not that case though. Like, right. He not bad. He chilling.
He's like, we like. Okay.
So, the more once I realized that I genuinely do. This is gonna sound so weird to you. That I genuinely do. Like, I don't tell him I love him. I genuinely do love him from the bottom of my heart. And as I grew up, I'm like, it took me some time to get comfortable with it. I'm not gonna lie. He knows it took me some time to get like him saying certain things. I was just like, nah. But then I grew, and I'm like, it is what it is. Like, you don't like me, I don't care.
Bro. Yeah, so then he can talk to you about his little boyfriends and stuff.
For real, and I can talk to him. I'll be like, yo, boy, crap, yo. He be like, yeah, I know.
Oh, just like a little, that's like, what I'm saying, like a regular little girlfriend conversation. Yeah, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious to me. And I also would be like, he's still a dude at the end day, too. So it's like, he know how a dude thinks, still.
Okay, so you get advice.
I be getting advice. It's like, he be telling me stuff.
She want advice for her new little boyfriend that she wants to tell us about. Hold on. So y'all be helping each other out?
Yeah.
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
He helped me more than I help him, though.
Look at this dynamic duo and stuff.
Cause I be trying not to catch feelings for people, because I don't do that.
You don't do that.
I don't like that.
You don't like that? Excuse me. I'm cracking up. So we want to have a quick episode of what makes a person gay. Because it seemed like you could walk down the street and somebody would just think like, oh, this person is gay. And it's like, yo, I'm just switching my arm. Just how I walk. Like, why do I have to be gay? Because of the,
I don't know.
Just moving my arms. It's just crazy.
When I started freshman year, like the way I dress now, I still dress like this. I don't care.
It is what it is.
But I wear tight stuff and people was like, oh, he gay.
You wear tight stuff?
Man.
I guess.
Yeah, like, my jeans, like, and I understand that I do be wearing tight stuff, but it's also because that's not because I'm gay. It's because of my personality. I hate baggy clothes, so much. I just hate walking around and feeling like, because it's just that one little feeling of that air that just brushes up your jeans. And I'm just like,
ah. Listen, good fake though.
Like, when I started ninth grade, when I started high school, so many people came up to me, like, you gay? You a dyke? You gay?
Oh my God, I just wrote that on Facebook today. I do not like the word dyke. I think it's so freaking harsh. Like,
it, I was just like, what, yo? They was like, do you like girls? I'm like, no, I don't like girls. Like,
wow, y'all, they aggressive in that next freshman year?
Yeah. And like,
hey, hype. Go ahead.
The fact that people kept assuming it, like, at first I didn't care if you asked me. It's like, you asked me, you want to know. All right, no, I'm not. But people kept assuming, and it's just like, yeah, she gay. I'm not. Like, what are you talking about? Because of how I'm dressing, and
yeah.
I guess, the way I walk, I guess, sometimes I walk like a dude. I'm just comfortable. I don't care.
And that's what I noticed about y'all. Y'all both, like, kind of comfortable in the things y'all say, the things that y'all talk about. So that's the most important, though. Anybody listening, stop asking her, she gay? She said no.
Right.
Anywho. But
that's
anywho.
Period. That's another thing. If someone, like, and that's just to out to my gay community. If
yeah, speak to the community.
If someone says that they are not gay, leave them alone, please. Because that's where people mistake, like, and they include all of us as, like, so persistent. But it's just
at
like,
James Charles.
I'm cracking up.
But it's just like, no, like, I'm like, because I've, of course, we're all going to end up getting a crush at some point. Like, oh, I like this person. If you tell them, like, oh, I like you, like, are you gay? And they'd be like, no. Just be like, oh, all right. And back off.
And
like,
keep it moving.
Don't press on that. Don't keep on pushing. Like, that's what's going to make them uncomfortable. Like, recently, I've.
You about to go off?
I can be honest. Ugh, that's a strong word. But recently, I fell in love with somebody.
Not love. It was infatuation.
It wasn't.
Okay, so he was out here in love with somebody you wasn't supposed to be in love with?
Yes.
Okay.
But mainly because this person was straight. And
That's it.
I felt so like, oh my God, like, what did I just do? Like, why? Why him, of all people?
It was a bad joint.
And so I did. And, like, to this day, like, regardless of who I end up crushing on my school, like, or in general, like, I always will end up thinking about him, which sucks. Because, like I said, he is straight. But, so I told him that, you know, I liked him or whatever. And he told me, like, I'm straight. And I was like, oh, all right. And I never pressed it again because I'm just like, I'm not about to keep
Was he offended by you saying that?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Are we
that's
talking
good.
About the person who plays sports?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'm glad that he wasn't offended. So it all worked out, like.
Yeah,
well,
we're still cool now. Like, we still be talking and things like that. So, he wasn't, I mean, to be fair, I didn't tell him the full truth.
Okay.
I just said, I like you a lot. I didn't say the whole, I'm in love with you.
Okay.
I know that probably would have been like,
you ain't go off too much.
There.
Okay. I mean, clarify the fact that you knew this person since y'all were, like, in kindergarten. So, it don't seem like you just met this person in ninth grade. Everybody on
okay, that was like,
oh, everybody in ninth grade be like,
I've known him since fourth grade. And,
like we all known each other.
Like, so, We went to the same grade school. I went to the same grade school all my life, but he came in fourth grade. And since nobody was talking to him, I was like, I just went up to him. I was like, yo, my name's Jeffrey. Like, what's your name? We introduced each other.
He was hype, Jeffrey. Yeah. See, I've been friends ever since.
So we introduced each other. And like, ever since then, we just been like real close. So we end up going to the same high school and everything. So it's like,
Maybe it was meant to be. Say no, I'm pushing it.
Man,
let me stop hyping it though. Let me stop hyping it.
He about to go back to school and just stare at him.
No. Jeffrey has all the answers. My good friend Jeffrey does. But we wanted that was interesting topic because I was talking on Facebook about different things I don't like that people do towards gay people, and it's just like. We just gotta stop. Somebody's calling me on my house phone, so we're going to end this episode again. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for always coming through.
Always.
You know, season 3, tune in.